This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Наш советский народ не жалел сил и труда во имя победы.
So a little bit of Name That Russian this morning. That is from 1945. You know who that is, John?
Well, I would say Joe Stalin.
You would be right if you said that. Yeah. The man who's most often associated, perhaps most famously associated with the Great Purge, the Great Terror in Russia. You might think there aren't a lot of people who would defend the name of Joseph Stalin, one of the most infamous dictators of the 20th century, but his grandson is willing to go to court to defend his grandfather's reputation. Stalin's grandson is appearing in a Moscow court today. This morning, he accused a liberal Russian newspaper of defaming Stalin's reputation. This is part of an ongoing story about the effort to rehabilitate the name of Joseph Stalin. Joining us now is Rupert Wingfield Hayes. He's a Moscow correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Rupert, you're following the story. You just came back from the courtroom, correct?
That's right. The court case has just kicked off within the last hour or so, and I was just outside the courthouse a few minutes ago talking to some of the pro and anti supporters there. There was a group of elderly people who are very vehement in their support of Stalin and told me what a wonderful man he was, and that his reputation has to be upheld. Equally, there were human rights workers and lawyers for the newspaper who told me that this is a real test case for freedom of speech and for Russia to be truthful about its own history.
So Stalin's grandson is suing a newspaper over something they wrote about Stalin. What did they write about him that upset him?
Well, this is quite a well-known newspaper in Moscow. It's called Novaya Gazeta, and it's probably the most prominent newspaper that likes to dig up the dirt on the current Russian leadership and Russia's past and the Soviet Union and all the sort of human rights abuses that went on. So it wrote an article condemning Stalin for contributing to starting the Second World War and also for signing, they claimed, personally signing the death warrants of thousands of people who were sent to execution and people who were sent to the Soviet gulags. And this is what his grandson has got particularly upset about. He said that while those things happened, it wasn't his grandfather who personally did it. It was bad people around him, and that his grandfather is a great man.
But Rupert, that just is so bizarre. It seems to me, no, it wasn't thousands. It was millions that he killed, actually, because the history tells a completely different story.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think any mainstream historian either here or anywhere else doubts that Stalin was responsible for the deaths of millions of people. But there is as you said in your introduction, there is an attempt to rehabilitate the man in Russia going on, and much of it is coming out of the current Kremlin. Recently, various things have happened. For a start, books that are given to teachers in schools here to give them guidance on how to teach history, they now say that Stalin should be taught as an efficient manager who led Russia during the Second World War to defeat the Nazis. And this is a very big thing that they're trying to push here in Russia. A lot of the last century, the 20th century, was not a happy story for Russia or for the Soviet Union. But there is one great episode that they can feel proud of, and that is the defeat of Nazi Germany. And that is why I think this is it's necessary, perhaps, to rehabilitate Stalin, because he was the leader of the Soviet Union during that period.
Okay. Rupert Wingfield Hayes is the BBC's Moscow correspondent. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.